Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday. What a Thursday it is.
What high, a Thursday.
High energy Thursday, but aggressive energy. Not high energy. Yeah, aggressive energy.
Aggressive.
Extremely aggressive energy.
Like, angry.
Angry. Like, it's a palpable anger.
Why am I so angry at the world right now?
I am furious at the world. I'm furious at myself. I'm furious at everyone around me. Like, I keep, like, being a total bitch to everyone who talks to me today.
No, the Kelly Clarkson...
I just, like, bitched out Dukes for no reason. Like,
Kelly gave Dukes the dirtiest look just for saying Kelly Clarkson instead of saying The Weeknd.
Easily one of the nicest guys in the office. Like, I don't even know.
It's just,
like,
one of those weeks.
It's just one of those days where, like, if you do something slightly wrong to me or I am interpreting it that way, I'm going to bite your head off.
Yeah.
Like, that's just what's happening.
Like,
today.
That was a personal shot to me.
No, totally.
I'm going to take it personally.
It's like, how dare you be so fucking stupid in front of me? Like, that's how I've been feeling all day. Like, that's just ridiculous. That's number one. Number two, I'm loving your little booties.
Oh,
I didn't see them until just now. You look so cute.
Steve Madden.
They are so cute.
Thanks.
But Gia, I really think the only cure for this horrible mood and this annoying ass cough that I have going on right now is, of course, our number one bestie on the pod, Pink Whitney.
Yep.
If I ever needed a drink, it's now. Okay?
Oh, you're telling me.
And I need a little pink lemonade flavored vodka from our besties over at Pink Whitney. One of the best. We've got the shot buckets you can get. You can buy this big ass bottle. You can buy the regular size bottle. Take it in shots. You can mix it in other drinks. You can have it on the rocks. You can do however you want.
Yeah.
Because Pink Whitney is there for you in your time of need.
Yeah. It's just the best mixer alcohol. I know we always say this, but, like, with a little seltzer, a little Sprite, something. Someone actually DM'd us and said that they were mixing Pink Whitney with some Sprite, and it was a hit.
Oh,
at a
delish.
Party.
Ooh, a little Sprite.
Yeah.
I love mixing drinks with Sprite.
Yeah, me too.
That sounds so good.
So, I mean, any time of day, any day of the week, any month it is, Pink Whitney just hits different. And so go and take your shot with Pink Whitney.
Go take a shot with Pink Whitney. Take your shot with Pink Whitney and get a bucket of shots from Pink Whitney as well.
If you want to be the coolest person at the party, roll up with a 20 shot bucket of Pink Whitney.
Bucket.
Comes with 20 nips, and it's just an absolute game changer. You keep them on you at all times, and you'll be the life of the party.
We should turn it into, like, a thing. Like, you know how people used to ice people? Like, where you would hand them a thing and they had to chug it or whatever. Like, you should keep Pink Whitney nips on you and surprise nip people. Be like, whoop, nip slip.
Nip slip.
And there you go.
Wait, I like that.
Me too, kind of.
Nip slip.
Well, we're feeling creative today.
Yeah.
Woo! All right, yeah, just... Everybody let us know when you're doing your nip slips with your Pink Whitney. Okay?
Love that.
All right, but let's move on to the rest of the day. Today we have, of course, a lot of people submitted voicemails, DMs, notes, etc. Thank you so much. We're very excited to get into those. But until then, it's been a little light on Taylor, Travis, and the whole fam news.
Yeah, big time.
But thankfully, at the same time, we're being fed, we're stuffed to the brim by the rest of the pop girlies in the world. So we're going to do a little lowdown on what's going on in the rest of the pop world, because when Taylor is away, the cats will play.
The girls will play,
the
for sure.
Girl.
Even the guys. Didn't Drake have an album come out yesterday or Friday?
Oh, did he? I didn't even
know.
No, actually, I did know that. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Haven't listened to a thing of it yet, but
I
did hear that some of it's good.
I actually loved, like, in middle school and high school, Party Next Door. I was obsessed with him.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, wait. No, yes, I do know.
You do
I
know do him.
Yes,
you
I
know
do.
Him.
Yes,
like,
I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Yes, yes,
he
yes.
He does.
I have to think of, I need, like, an example song, but I know him for sure.
His, like, most famous song
is... Does he do a song with Black Bear?
Probably.
Something. Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
Break
yeah.
From Toronto? That smile on your face makes it easy.
I have to hear.
Don't see. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
But Party Next Door is, like, on, like, every Drake album.
I think that's right. But I need to get,
they
like
had like
a,
one.
Oops, let me turn my.
They had
down.
One song, like, it's called, like, Tumblr Girls. I think is Party Next Door, and like G-Eazy. Oh no, that's Christoph.
I'll know
Anderson.
When I see it. I'll know
is
when
Christoph
I see it for
Anderson.
Sure.
Anderson. What's that Party Next Door song that I'm, like, obsessed with? It's like,
I need to see like what. Like, where can I see, like, songs they're on, you know what I mean? Like, singles and EPs. Oh, featured on. There it is. Featured on. Because I think it's I Know from like, a featured.
Is it Break From Toronto?
If
I don't
reading
remember.
This, it's too late. Maybe that. Maybe I'm going back as far as if
oh,
it's reading
you know
this,
one?
You're too late.
She said, come and see me for once. Come and see me for once. You don't ever come to me. You don't ever come to me.
I think I do know that song.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, G. Sometimes I need to hear a whole song to know if I know it or not. You know? Like, yeah. It's like one of those things where it's like, I need to hear this whole thing.
Preach.
I will get back to the world on what I know of Party Next Door, because I do know that somewhere on one of my songs, like somewhere on one of my playlists somewhere, I've got a Party Next Door song.
He is on like two of my favorite Drake songs, With You. It's About Us Right Now, Girl. Where Are You Going?
Oh, I know that song.
I'm With You.
I know that song, yeah.
Oh, I love that one, too. And Since Way Back. I've been going way, way back. I kind of fuck with Drake pretty heavy,
well,
honestly.
Well, here's the thing. Drake has bangers nonstop, but then unfortunately, he may or may not be a pedophile, and he's just got a bad attitude. He's always had a bad attitude.
That's well, here's...
He's a diva. He's a diva.
I watched this girl's TikTok about the suing. He's not suing Kendrick. I thought he was suing Kendrick. He's suing UMG.
Oh, yeah. I think I did know that, because UMG allowed Kendrick to like
they're under the same label,
right? They like let this happen,
so like basically he's like saying that they push this so that when he like re-signed his contract they would ask for less money,
right?
And there was like
to be honest fair lawsuit, because if you're on, say, well, I mean, you know, we deal with internal beef all the time here, and it's like, yeah, we kind of get pissed at Dave sometimes. It's like, hey, Dave, what the fuck? Mm. Like, why are you taking that side of the beef and like helping this side of the beef out when you've got, you know, another person over here and like whatever's going on? Like, I think that would be Drake's feeling.
Yeah,
it's like you're supposed to have my back.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So I get that.
But there was one tidbit that she talked about. It's just like, the crazy thing is you know, they're saying his name and they're like, basically saying, you know, he's a pedophile and he's had sexual relations with minors.
Yeah.
And there's like no factual evidence at all back it up. So like
no one's like, oh, hey, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like there's never. Yeah. So it's crazy.
I mean, he did a number on his reputation. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's
did you see
for
that
sure.
Video of Drake with the drone on the top of the like, what even is that real? Like, what is that?
I think it was staged.
It had to be, right?
Yeah, I think it had to be.
It's a drone. Let's not forget, Drake is an actor.
Yes.
There was
in his Degrassi days,
which I do love Degrassi.
Oh yeah.
He was staying in like a penthouse suite of some crazy huge hotel in Australia, and somebody allegedly like put a drone up there and like saw his laptop. It all just looked a little too sterile for me to believe it. It was like a laptop perfectly set up with like some sort of like bedding, whatever, and like a glass of wine next to it. And Drake is not there, but then the drone is there, like waiting. And then all of a sudden, Drake comes out and he sees it. He freaks out and he goes to throw like a shoe at him, and like the worst throw I've ever
seen.
The
worst throw,
which is the only thing that makes me think it's not staged, because that throw was terrible. But beside that, that is crazy. Like, there's a couple of things that it made me think of. Well, one made me very paranoid, obviously, about. Like, you could put a drone up there.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm on Drake's side of that. Like, that's a fucked up thing. Whoever did that, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
If it's real and not staged. Two, it reminds me of, I found out recently, or I guess was reminded because I totally forgot about it. Years ago, when Alex Rodriguez lived, like, on Central Park, or I don't know if he still does, or, like, where he lives now, or where exactly this was taken, but people, there was like paparazzi who could see through his windows, like they were either up high or something, and they had like that super zoom lens and zooming in on him like in the bathroom of his own home, like on the toilet. And there's like pictures of it. You know, there was pictures of it at the time. Like, if, you know, if you dig deep, I'm not saying going looking for it. It's just, you know. But
what the hell?
Like, that makes me, I'm like,
who even
oh my
wants
God.
To see that?
Who, what a fucking crazy thing. Yeah. To like go online and stuff. Like, that's horrible. Yeah. Like, that's horrible. So like as a consumer of like the internet and celebrities, that's not fair. Like, that's crossing the line too much. So I think that this drone thing, if it is a real issue, like something real that happened, is completely crossing the line, and Drake doesn't deserve that. So
yeah,
but besides Drake,
people think that it's staged. But
it does look a little staged.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see if it's one big advertisement for that betting cut, whatever it is.
I know. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know either. But somebody was like, "Oh, they found him on whatever." I think that's what it was. Was it betting or was it porn?
Yeah, I think it was betting.
It
was like
right?
I think it was like stakes. I forget the name of.
Yeah, I don't know the name
of the company.
Of it. We don't care about them though.
No, we don't. We're draft queens over here.
Yeah, we're draft queens over here. So who gives a fuck? But anyway, so that Drake aside, Drake and drama aside, he's not the only diva who put out a couple of new songs.
No, definitely not.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yes.
We didn't even discuss, totally blanked on it the other day. Sabrina Carpenter came out with her deluxe album featuring five new songs plus one other one featuring Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Please, please, please.
So exciting.
Very exciting.
Except I will say, a lot of the younger generation generations, Gen Z and such, are saying that the Dolly Parton version is not good and is, in fact, actually very creepy. And people think it sounds like she's, like stalking and like very creepy sounding.
Because
she's like, I have a fun idea, babe.
Well,
like,
yes,
people don't realize how Dolly Parton sings. We need to
open the schools on Dolly Parton, because I know that Dolly has become like a, she's like a figurehead, she's a diva, she's this, she's that, you know her, but like, you need to know the lore of Dolly. Like, she's the farthest thing from creepy, you know what I mean?
No,
like,
totally,
that's just
some
people who like whatever think that, like, that's crazy, but
no, they're just saying like based off the way it sounds, yeah,
for sure. But I will go a step further and say that I don't think that Please 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 was a song that Dolly should have been featured on. I wish that it were Slim Pickens.
I agree with that.
I think
for
a lot of
sure.
people think that,
yeah,
only because that song is already
country.
So Dolly,
yeah,
like, even it's good, it's country for sure, but that song specifically is the way that Sabrina sings it sounds like Dolly.
Yeah,
you know, like, I'm
yeah.
sure she was a possibly an inspiration for the song and whatever, and so it's hard to you know, hear a song like Slim Pickens and not, and then see
yeah.
Please 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 featuring Dolly Parton. But regardless, we die for Dolly. We love Dolly.
Die for Dolly.
Very exciting that she's on a few, you know, she's on Beyonce's album this year too.
Yeah.
So like, that's exciting that Dolly's getting in the mix. We love that.
I had no issue with it. I thought it sounded good.
I thought it sounded fine. Just,
yeah.
It wasn't, I love the original so much that
yeah.
it's hard for me
it's
to.
It's hard to.
That's like one of my favorite songs on that album for
yeah.
real. So it's like hard. But so the new songs are as follows. I'll bring it up.
15 minutes.
Please 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 featuring Dolly. Couldn't Make It Any Harder. Busy Woman. And Bad Reviews.
Mm.
So it's actually just five songs. Sorry, I said six. And Couldn't Make It Any Harder is my favorite one.
Mm.
Like, leaps and bounds. So fucking good. It reminds me very much of Hopelessly Devoted to You by Sandra Dee from Grease.
I like that, yeah.
And the lyrics are fantastic. It's another one where it's like, wow, how'd you get in my brain and write this song about me? So good. And then also Bad Reviews, I really like.
Yeah.
I like them all, to be honest.
But
those are my top two favorites of the moment.
I heard a lot of snippets of Busy Woman because I think it was on the vinyl deluxe, I will say.
Yes, I think you're right.
I think that mm-hmm. was on there. So I've heard snippets of it on TikTok. Mm-hmm. I really liked it full song, because
yeah.
usually, you know, sometimes like the TikTok snippets are like
yes.
the best part of the song and
right.
the rest of the song kind of sucks.
Yes, yes.
But really like that. Also really liked 15 Minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Couldn't Make It Any Harder. It was definitely leaps and bounds my favorite. But
it's
great,
so good.
Great additions to
great
the album.
Additions.
Yeah.
Great additions. We love it. We love a deluxe. We love
yeah.
a deluxe. We love fun like that.
You know who came out with a deluxe? I don't know if you know. Role Model. Do you know who that is?
Oh, I do know who.
Yeah.
I do know who Role Model is,
yeah.
but I don't. I'm not a consistent.
Yeah,
fan,
he's
not,
really
but,
good. He's
but
super
everyone
funny
says,
too.
I think someone that I was with on my trip was excited about that as well.
Yeah, I love him. He
yeah.
he his deluxe also I think came out on the same day on Friday, but it's very
a lot
good.
Of new music on that on
yeah.
this past Friday. Spotify must have been popping off New Music Friday.
Yeah, new Bon Iver, like
new
which
Bon Iver,
I was listening to, was so
love
good.
That. I have to do a deep dive on other artists. See, this is I read a thing that was like. Read a thing, I saw a tweet that was like, are we about to go a full calendar year without any new Taylor music for the first time in, you know, 5 years or something crazy? And I think we probably will
I think
be.
So.
Which, again, fine. We have more than enough
yeah.
to deal with. However, it does open up an avenue for to remember all the artists we've forgotten that while we're distracted by Taylor.
Yes, that's true.
And so I am excited to hear what everybody's been up to for the past few years.
Yeah,
because
damn.
I've been drowning in Taylor.
Do
so.
You think it's going to be a full year? I think so.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's close. April 19th, whatever it was last year.
Yeah.
I think it was
yeah.
April 19th. So,
right.
Yeah.
Damn.
For Torture Poets. Yeah. I think so.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the next upcoming year, like it'll be a
oh,
following
no, no.
year.
It will literally have already been
okay
like,
yes
you
yes
know, since Brand New, which again Torture Poet, well, it feels like
yeah.
5 minutes ago.
It doesn't
so.
feel yeah it doesn't feel like that at all because
no.
Torture Poets like really fed us through the hibernation
mm-hmm,
for sure
mm-hmm, the whole year
yeah
and so
but I wonder if we're gonna go another year is what I'm saying.
I wonder
yeah.
that as well. We'll see. Well, we can't.
I feel
I
like
guess.
Yes
I feel like we can't because of the re-recording thing. It's like you gotta, well, she's extended them again.
Yeah.
No one's really sure. I truly do not know how that all works. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
At this point, it's just kind
there
of,
so many,
it's in God's hands.
Exactly. There are so many, like, really, there are so many, like, Twitter and TikTok like music lawyers who seem to understand all that bullshit. But yeah. I just never, I don't know who to believe.
I know.
Who well, do you believe? Who do you believe?
Everyone just has different answers. So yeah. It's like, who am I supposed to believe?
Who
I don't know.
Who am I supposed to believe? No one knows. You know what you best believe though, Gia?
Oh shit.
I'm about to be at the Beyonce concert.
I'm so jealous.
How funny.
I think I might be at the Beyonce concert too, TBD. It seems Francesca's like friends has extra ticket.
It does seem like our regular tickets. So I'm going to Beyonce Cowboy Carter, which may be a little bit of a, you know, Cowboy Carter wasn't my favorite album. I was pretty honest about that. But I am going because I love Beyonce.
Yeah.
And I'm praying for some other hits. But I'm excited for Cowboy Carter.
There's
as
no
well.
Way she doesn't do anything that's not Cowboy Carter.
You mean you think she's only doing Cowboy Carter?
Yeah.
Like nothing else.
I'm pretty sure.
Not even like one Lemonade song. No way. She's gonna put on a whole concert and only
I'm pretty
two?
Sure that's what she did for Renaissance.
Is it?
She might have done like Diva or something.
No, I thought she did. No, she definitely did Diva because we saw those videos. Remember when she was that from Renaissance tour? The most hilarious TikTok from that girl who's like, she ain't no diva. And it's like when it's her
and she's like pointing
and the girl's
But that's an old.
That's old?
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Okay, wait, let's see.
Not even Halo?
Oh, no, sorry. I'm so wrong. Okay. Sorry.
I was going to say, no way.
Yeah, she opens with Dangerously in Love.
Okay.
1+1. She did I Care. So fucking good. And then she did mostly, but then she did Formation, Diva, Run the World.
Right, right, right.
Get Me Bodied, Partition, Love on Top, Crazy in Love.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
See, if I hear any of those songs, I'm happy. You know,
well,
like I can hear one of those songs.
I don't know why I thought that.
And I do like, I mean, and she has so many features on Cowboy Carter that I do feel like it'll be a star-studded event. Like, you know, who knows? And I'm going to MetLife. I'm going Thursday.
Oh, it'll be amazing. It'll be so awesome.
Thursday, May 29th, going with my friends. And I think it'll be fabulous. And my friend, so one of my girlfriends, Andrea, has that like same as Fran's friend who had that like early Beyonce pre-sale code or whatever because they're like she's like a major fan obviously and so that's how I got in so I'm very excited about that but interesting it made me think and research a little bit more about the fact that Beyonce just said like we're going on tour and it's happening in a month and a half and you better get your fucking tickets I respect the shit out of that
if anyone can do it it's her and Taylor for sure
yeah. But Beyonce I'm thrilled to be going I've never been to a Beyonce concert
neither have I
I'm really really pumped
I
up.
Really really want to go
no idea what to wear no
oh
idea.
Shit you gotta wear something country
but you know I'm not a country girl so it's like I gotta
but you can
do,
I do like
black cowboy boots though
oh perfect
so I'll wear those
you could
I'll
do
make
like
something out of that.
You could do like yeah like a
black
like
cowboy
a cool
hat.
Country
I'll do
like retro country
I'll you know what I might do like gothic country
ooh that'd
like
be cool
a little bit of like I might do like crosses and shit
ooh.
Like I don't know we'll see
yeah I like that
that's kind of that feels like my vibe
yeah totally
because typical country is not my it's just for some reason it looks forced on me if ever I try to wear it even though when I was in the sixth grade 1,000 years ago it was really popular like country western like that like turquoise and like you know, like sand wash jeans like was all the rage. Like, you know, suede leather belts like and fringes and shit was like so fucking popular that I went to my sixth, seventh, eighth grade dance. It was like a dance that you would go to like that combined the middle school and like the other school.
Winter Wonderland.
Yeah, something like that. And so my whole outfit was from Limited 2.
Oh, let's
and
go.
It was all Western themed. And it was the coolest I ever thought I looked.
Yeah.
And so maybe I just... That
channel
was my,
that energy.
Maybe that was just my peak of country wear.
Yeah.
And so now I can't. Now I'm like, I'll never live.
Can't
up
do
to
any better than
grade.
Limited 2.
Right. Exactly. So shout out to Limited 2, by the way. I don't even think that. I don't know if they still exist. But oh my god.
I think they like
the
tried to have a rebrand and then nothing happened from
it. Didn't
it.
Work.
Yeah.
It was the fucking shit. Like Limited 2 was like. If you didn't shop at Limited 2, you're a fucking loser.
I had the tail end of Limited 2. It like turned to Justice. Like right.
Oh yeah, it's Justice. I forgot.
Like right mid when I was wearing it.
Yep. That makes sense.
Yeah. Rip.
Right, because I think it got like Limited 2 was a part of the Limited, and I think they like separated. That's why it became Justice. Whatever, regardless, nobody cares about that. Mm. But you know, outfits to come. I'm more than happy to receive suggestions. People see things that are gothic country, and they'd like to send them to me. Feel free because I love to purchase things, you know, impulsively. So
yeah,
feel free.
Wait, so it's end of March?
May?
It's like, oh, May.
May. Okay. May 29th.
I was going to say that's
Did
like
I say March?
So
Sorry,
soon.
I meant May.
Yeah.
It's like the week after Memorial Day.
Okay.
Really pumped up about that. So Beyonce's feeding us.
It's at MetLife.
It's at MetLife. Yeah. And then Chapel. Chapel's got a new song coming out.
Chapel has a new song. Yeah, she
not sure anything
it
else
at,
on
it.
Oh yeah, she did.
Did she sing at Coachella SNL, I thought. Or SNL?
What didn't she sing SNL? She did Pink Pony Club and
yeah, you are right. I think
so because I remember being like, oh, I don't know that song. It was like a new.
Yes, Chapel Brown. Yes, she The Giver, Saturday Night Live.
And that was a good song. I remember hearing it, really liking it.
It was like. I forget how it goes, but
it's about like eating people out. Okay, it's like a Lesbo song.
It's definitely about eating. It's definitely about.
It's a sexy song, but yeah. It doesn't sound like the lyrics are sexy. If I'm remembering correctly, I might be totally wrong.
Let's see. It's like ain't got antlers on the wall, but I sure know mating calls from the stalls in the bar on a Friday night. And other boys may need a map, but I can close my eyes and have you wrapped around my fingers like that.
There we go. I knew it was something about something like that.
Because you ain't got to tell me. It's just in my nature. So take it like a taker. Because, baby, I'm a giver. It's like something like that.
Yeah.
Take it like a taker. Because, baby, I'm a giver. Ain't no need to hurry. Because, baby, I deliver. Ain't no country boy quitter. I get the job done.
That's right. Yeah, she does, Chapel. Honestly, chills. Like, I love when she's like
she's very witty with her wordplay.
Very witty with the wordplay, and I think that she's so confident in her like, lyrics and what she sings about. It's amazing. But so anyway, the photo like that she's released along with it is she's very buttoned up. She looks like a lawyer almost.
Yeah.
So
the
we'll
lawyer.
Have to see.
Your ex's worst nightmare, and she gets the job done.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's
ooh,
awesome.
Ooh, new era. Very excited.
She also, released a phone number to call.
Oh?
And it's funny. It's like...
Should we call it right now?
It plays the music, unfortunately, so we can't play it out loud. Out loud. But you call, and it's like, if you or a loved one has suffered from blah, 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 please, da-da-da, and then it, plays, a snippet of the song.
Plays the song. Yeah. Oh, how fun. We'll have to
which
call
is very, I feel like very, 2000s.
No, that is so fun.
Yeah.
That gives us vibes with our voicemail.
Yeah.
I love when people incorporate mixed media, in general. I think it's super fun. It gives people things to do, and it's just creative and easy to do. It's probably a Google voicemail, that you can't leave a voicemail, but you can just listen to. How fun. She's coming out. I would say out of all of the girlies we just
there's one more girlie.
There's one more girlie we've talked about.
Selena Gomez
and Gracie Abrams.
Coming
out together with a song. Happy about it.
So happy.
Gracie's getting her putting her foot in there.
Gracie is totally on the up and up. I saw this clip of her her concert in Amsterdam, and it just looked
insane.
Call
me when you break up.
Yeah.
Which
is a great song title. She also just had a song come out. Selena had a song come out called Scared of Loving You, which will all be on the same album with Benny Blanco. And I mean, listen, if you're engaged to Benny Blanco, who has made bajillions and bajillion of hits, why not make an album together? You guys are going to get engaged. And I'm very excited for this album. Based off what I've heard of the snippets and stuff, everything sounds really good. To be 100% honest, Selena has very much fallen off music-wise for the past couple years. So I'm very excited for her to get back into it. Hopefully, this album is a good representation of her music, because I feel like she's had so many hits.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, she just couldn't find that sound anymore.
So here's what I think, Jay. Number one, agreed about the snippet of sound with her and Gracie.
Yeah.
Song sounds great.
Yeah.
Very excited about it. Two, I think the fact that she's doing it with Benny is why she is now having the confidence. Because if I recall, maybe right when the new season of Only Murders was coming out, she said something along the lines of I don't know when I'm going to put out, very similar to Ariana Grande. I don't know when or if I'm putting out new music.
She says she was too old. She was I feel like I'm too old to be a pop star.
A pop star. I feel like I can't get into this, whatever. And to me, the fact that Benny is on this thing, on this album, tells me that he is encouraging her musically, is encouraging her creatively, and he, of course, is one of the best producers that they've got we have out there. Everyone, you can say what you want about Benny Blanco, but he knows what the fuck he's doing.
Yes, for sure.
So it's I think it's really fun, really exciting for the two of them. What a great project for them to love, and I think that I just am continuously in love with their love. I think that they are so supportive of each other. I think that he just worships the ground she walks
clearly.
On, and it's exactly what she deserves. I think it's fantastic. And I think their photo shoot was cute. Like, their photo shoot of them just, like, being silly for the album or whatever.
Yeah.
It was funny. We also never talked about the nacho cheese Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought was also funny. Like,
it's
that's
funny.
Whatever. It's an inside joke.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's cute, whatever
it is. Gross as fuck.
I wouldn't get in there. I wouldn't
no,
get in that
definitely
tub.
Would not get in there.
I don't
there.
Want cheese. That sounds like cheese in a lot of places. I don't want cheese to be.
No.
But I think the idea of it is funny. And when you have fuck you money like the both of them do, why not fill a tub
yeah.
full of nacho cheese and make a, you know what I mean? I think it's hilarious. Kind
yeah.
of. So, and that's no. their thing. That's their love. But I do think that.
I'm supportive of them.
Extremely supportive.
Yeah.
And
I'm excited for Selena. It's funny
yes.
because there was like this clip of her that came out like, I think 3 days before her announcement with Benny. And she was like, yeah, like I just don't know like if I'll ever get back into music.
Yep.
And then 3 days later she announces this album, and yeah, I think it's exciting. And yeah, and I like that Gracie's getting involved, all the
yep.
all the Taylor connections.
Everyone's on
there
the track.
Yeah,
yeah,
so it should be exciting.
Let's get it going.
She
it
said that
why
there's
not? Gonna
be songs that are like similar to Fetish and Good For You,
love,
which are like two of my favorite Selena songs.
Love,
so
yeah.
But
no,
I'm
excited, very excited for just to hear what's coming out, hear what she's coming up with, and I think that I feel very strongly to the fact that Benny's encouragement is what has brought this to
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I'm looking up like the most popular Benny Blanco produced songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Oh, it's nuts. The list
Love Yourself, Justin Bieber, Moves Like Jagger, Maroon 5, Teenage Dream, Katy Perry, Perfect, Ed Sheeran, Castle on the Hill, Ed Sheeran, Diamonds, Cold Water, Major Lazer, Justin Bieber, Payphone, Stereo Hearts, TikTok by Kesha,
mm-hmm.
Lonely, Justin Bieber, Bad Decisions.
A lot of Bieber, I will say.
Yes. Yeah.
He worked with Bieber a lot. They were good friends.
Yeah, they were like besties.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Worked with Bruno Mars, Nicki Minaj, One Republic. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. A lot of Ed Sheeran, a lot of... he wrote Senorita. He produced Senorita, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Good for him. Yeah.
He, Benny Blanco's discography is nothing to sneeze at. He's been behind some of the best songs.
Yeah.
By the way, most of the songs, especially all the Ed Sheeran songs, are like my favorite songs.
Yeah.
Of all time.
Yeah.
Like, I fucking love all those songs. So yeah, I hope the best. And above all, I just hope that Selena feels good about it, because she put out that song, what, like a year ago or right before she got with Benny, that was like what was the song that was like, I'm single and I'm going out.
Oh
that,
my god,
she, like,
that
take
one
it down?
Yeah, that one song. Oh yeah, it was like
fine. I mean, it wasn't
I'm still single too
something.
I'm still single too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah
I'm still
single too, maybe
it was
called
like I'm still single or something.
I don't even
I'm
know, but it did not hit
single too.
Like it
yeah.
wasn't the one that it wasn't it didn't do much, you know what I mean?
It's called like Still single soon. Oh,
single soon. Yeah.
Be
right.
single soon. But Benny Blanco did produce Same Old Love by
I'm
Selena
so
Gomez,
same
which
old
is a banger.
Love.
That shit, it tears me up. I'm so maybe they were like, all right, listen, like
maybe
we made a banger with Same Old Love.
Oh,
let's get back in the studio. That same old love.
I love that song, actually. Wow.
Circus by Britney Spears.
Fuck yeah.
Banger.
I have high hopes.
Yeah,
very,
me too.
Very high hopes for it. So
Kill
good luck
Bill.
To them. What?
By SZA, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. Fantastic. Very excited for all of them. But I will say, I was going to say it before, out of all these pop girlies we're hearing from, new songs, this, that, whatever, I think I'm most excited for Chaperone. I won't lie.
Okay.
I loved Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess.
Yeah.
Like that truly, you know, Tortured Poets aside, we have to take Taylor out of the equation because we always ride for Taylor. That to me was my album of the year, Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess. I know it came out a couple years ago, but once it finally got across my desk, like nonstop. Still, I'm listening to it nonstop.
Yeah.
Like every song. Like there are so many good songs on that album that obviously didn't go mainstream, and maybe one day they will because everything goes mainstream really slowly. But holy shit, just she, she is someone who sees music, and she said this at length, that she sees her music and her persona of Chaperone as a project, as
yeah.
like basically a creative art project. And I am just so fascinated by that.
Yeah.
And I am so excited to see how it evolves over time. And I think that she's someone that I would watch and kind of compare to Lady Gaga, compare to David Bowie, even compare to Taylor Swift, not in fame, not in, you know, there are only certain things you can compare artists to Taylor Swift because of it, but I think in a way that like your music changes and evolves with you as you go on, and creatively, visually, things look different over time. I'm just so excited about that. So yeah, whenever there's a new Chapel anything, I'm listening. You know,
no,
I'm sad.
I'm right there with you. I'm very excited.
I am sad.
She's definitely one of the most unique artists that we have.
Absolutely.
Right now, no doubt.
Yeah,
just like from her just from like the way that she presents herself.
Yes.
But also from a music perspective. So yeah, I mean, it's big shoes to fill with that first album. That
huge.
It's huge.
Yeah.
So
but
based off what we heard, The Giver is a great song, so I only have high hopes.
Absolutely. I do truly have faith that she'll level up, you
yeah,
because
yeah,
she's so young. She's so young, you know, she's so much life left to live.
Is she younger than me?
I think so.
Probably.
I think she's like,
oh no, she's a year older than me.
Okay.
Oh wow, she's actually almost exactly a year older than me. She's February 19th.
Ooh.
Today's her birthday.
Oh my god. Happy birthday, Chapel Roan.
Wait, that's crazy. Happy birthday, Chapel.
Wow, and we're all singing her praises. Oh
yeah.
Yay.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Chapel.
Happy birthday, girly pop.
Love her. Yay. Happy birthday.
So I guess she turned 27. So good for her.
Good for her.
Very exciting.
Oh, and what an exciting year. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
26. Well, let's hope she makes it through.
She will, but it is 27 is a formative year. Like,
I hate
you like
that,
or not.
That stigma on 27.
It's because
like,
of all those
you
famous
might die.
People. Yeah, it's because
like,
of all those
okay,
famous people.
What?
It's
yeah,
just a weird phenomenon that happened a few times that people paid attention to.
Yeah.
But I won't lie. 27 is a, for some reason, I think because it's right in the middle. It's like 25, you're young. 30, you're whatever. 27 is like the last, you know, you got one foot in your like super youth and another foot into
yeah,
like, you should grow up now. And I think it's like a, it's just kind of a weird age. For me, it was my
yeah,
least favorite age personally, but I think that's not, but that was because I was like dumped. So it's like a bad reflection
yeah,
of it, but it was a lot of growth. And I
yeah,
think that, that bodes well for an album.
I agree.
So I hope that Chapel experiences not a breakup, but a year of growth and a year of excitement.
Yeah.
So
maybe a album announcement to follow up with the single.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly. Would love that. So
would
much,
love that. When does Selena's album come out?
That I have no idea.
Selena new album.
I feel like everyone's talking about they have new albums, but have they actually put dates out for
March
any of them?
22nd. Oh wait, no, that is Selena the singer. What the fuck, Selena
what?
Gomez?
I thought she's, you know,
she's dead.
Selena the singer is dead.
Yeah,
yeah,
I don't know why it said that.
What?
New album coming out next month, out on 3/21, March 21st.
Okay, March 21st, the Friday, third Friday in March. Cool.
Very exciting.
Very exciting. So we have that to look forward to, and we have plenty to look forward to in the pop girly world. Apart from that, also in March coming up, music aside, March 2nd, we've got the Oscars coming. We talked about it briefly last episode, saying that we don't think Taylor will be there, and for the best, because what's that face?
What?
What's going on?
There's no way.
What? What? What's happening?
It says CBS Sports, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have gotten a new puppy. Jason Kelce reveals a hilarious story.
What?
Huh?
We're like, a new dog. If anything, should be a cat.
During
what?
An appearance on the Fitz and Wit podcast, the older of the Kelce brothers discussed the new addition and the damage it had done to a very expensive piece of furniture. Huh?
No, I thought Jason and Kylie got a new puppy a little while ago. Didn't they?
Says, some time ago, Travis Kelce had apparently purchased some green velvet couches from an Italian designer. An investment his brother tried to convince him was not going to retain value. Turns out Jason was right. I come back 6 months after that, and one of the couches is pushed up against the wall. I'm like, why did you move the couch? Kelce recalled. He just got a puppy. The puppy had chewed a hole in the back of it. With Jason Kelce's story having casually shared the news of his brother's puppy, the exact details of the new pup remain to be seen. Assuming Kelce is raising his puppy alongside Swift, the pup would join three cats. Okay, so they're just assuming that they got a puppy together. But it seems like it's just Travis's dog?
But like, we wouldn't know. First of all, okay, wait a minute. We would know if Travis, there's no way they could keep a puppy under wraps.
Marie Claire, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce just made their biggest commitment yet. It's also destroying their house.
I'm so confused because I do know that Jason and Kylie got a new puppy.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. They got the new puppy
like
after their
ago,
dog passed away.
Right.
Yeah.
So then And then, and also remember that Andrea has that big dog, that big ass dog.
The Great Dane.
Yes.
He didn't elaborate on the dog's breed or when the puppy came to live with Travis and Taylor in Kansas City. Jason did praise his brother's youthful enthusiasm in the interview. So I don't know if
that
they
seems like a
adopted
very...
a puppy together or
right.
if just
Travis
got
just
a
like
dog.
Got a dog. But yeah. then also, like, I mean,
but
what?
I mean, like,
Travis has been so busy. How could he have a dog right now? A puppy right now?
I mean, he will have so obviously
well,
someone
no,
take
of
care
course.
Of it.
Of course, of course.
But I mean, oh, no. that's crazy. I don't. It's kind of crazy how they're saying that Travis and Taylor adopted this dog together. I mean, Jason never said that, so I don't know where they're getting that information from. But they did. It seems like Jason said that he got a dog. So
that seems
it's kind of funny.
That seems like a really casual thing to just drop. He know Jason knows better than that.
Yeah, but that's the thing that makes me maybe think that maybe it wasn't with Taylor. Maybe just Travis decided to get a dog. You know what I mean?
So random. Okay, well then, potential breaking news.
Yeah,
maybe they have a puppy.
Possibly,
what is going
a dog?
Possibly a dog. Possibly you. Like,
possibly
what?
You.
What the fuck? Okay.
I wonder
well,
what kind of dog it is.
We're going to have to keep our eyes peeled for a potential new puppy.
Yeah. I mean, Taylor, I mean.
You need to assert dominance over your puppy. That's John Mulaney stand up.
You need to. I wonder, like, is she going to bring the cats to, like, come meet the puppy? Like.
Right. Well, Travis did answer that question about what's your favorite cat.
Yeah, he said.
Wait, but I mean, they've done a million episodes of New Heights since whenever the fuck. And Travis has never mentioned, like, oh, I've not been getting a lot of sleep. I'm dealing with a new puppy. How do you not mention your new puppy?
Yeah, I don't know.
How do you not mention your new puppy?
I don't know. Maybe he.
Because the only reason you wouldn't mention your new puppy is if it is with your girlfriend. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. if he's like, yeah, I got a dog. It's like my dog.
That's true.
Like, why wouldn't he talk about his own dog if it's just his dog?
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he wasn't ready to tell the world about the puppy.
Oh,
it's
my God.
It's so funny.
Maybe it was a trial run puppy at first. Like, maybe it was a, oh, let's just see if this, how this goes. And wow.
I mean,
okay.
It seems like he just adopted this dog.
Listen.
It's crazy.
Nobody spills the tea quite like Jason.
See, yeah, Jason.
It's like Jason has the loosest lips of all time, and we love him for that. We love him for that.
Yeah.
So we're just going to have to see.
Okay, well.
Oh, wait. Well, fuck. More breaking news.
Oh, my God.
Congestion pricing is dead.
Oh, damn.
Manhattan, all of New York is saved. Long live the king, President Donald Trump, it says. I know that, in theory, congestion pricing in New York City, but this is so separate from, I'm just pissed off personally. So separate from Taylor Swift having a dog. But the congestion pricing in New York, the second that they started congestion pricing, it became like bliss getting around the city. Way
yeah.
less people,
way,
way less traffic.
People.
The people who live in Manhattan, it was like, it became a dream. And so now apparently they're reversing it. So, we're, you know, I'll never be on time for another dinner again.
Yeah, right.
You know, anyway. Wow. So, all right. Well, we'll have to, everyone's got to keep their eyes peeled. Get your
eyes peeled for a little pup.
For a little pup
around.
Action.
Okay, wait. If you had to guess the breed, what would you guess?
Wow, that is really a golden retriever, probably.
Really?
Off the top of my head. Only because I think of that for Travis. Like,
yeah.
Taylor, to me, doesn't strike me as a dog girly because she's got all the cats. But then her mom has a big dog.
Yeah.
So maybe she's used to the big dog. And so either it'd be like a huge dog or...
Yeah.
I'm picturing
a big dog.
Me too. I don't picture them with
small
dogs.
I don't know.
I feel
like a golden might be too, like, mainstream.
Agreed.
Because they have those... The Kelsey or Jason and Kylie have those giant Irish wolfhounds.
That's right. That's
which
right.
Which are like,
ooh,
so
they're very smart.
So smart and so like just different. You never see those dogs
no,
like
they
on
are
a day to day basis.
They're so big.
So maybe like
could be that.
I don't know. Maybe like a
greyhound,
like a, some sort of shepherd, like a
could be
like
a
Australian shepherd or like a German shepherd.
I feel like it'd have to be something that doesn't
something
shed
athletic.
Too much. Something athletic for sure. Right, the big Irish setter? No, that's
Irish setters are athletic.
Those are good dogs.
Yeah.
That's not the big dog, though, that they have, that the Kelseys are.
No, that's
have,
the Irish
right?
wolfhound.
Irish
yeah.
wolfhound,
yeah.
sorry. Could be Irish wolfhound, could be a Great Dane, could be a greyhound. just a big ass dog. Like, that's, I mean, they're, Travis is so huge. Like, I just don't, I don't yeah. imagine them having like a tiny dog. Like, yeah, they're not getting like a Yorkie. You know what I mean?
No, I would be shocked.
We love, you know, rest in peace, my sweet baby Ollie. Like, we love Yorkies in this house, but I just don't, I don't foresee them with a Yorkie. Interesting. Wow. So, wow. Yeah. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Have to say. Everybody keep your eyes peeled.
Yep.
Anyway. All right. Good. So good. I'm glad all is good on the couple front.
Yeah, there you go. I just looked up Taylor Swift and that was the first thing that came up.
Wow.
Yeah. And it just came out.
That is so
3 hours ago. So.
Holy shit. So anyway, what we were saying before that is good thing all is well in the Kelsey Swift household, potentially with a new dog. We've got the Oscars coming up. And don't think Taylor's going to be there. I don't know. She's not no reason to be there, really. Unless she wants to go for any reason, but probably for the best, because Joe Alwyn is presenting at the Oscars.
What category do we know?
I don't know yet. It just said pop based, just said presenting. So who knows? He probably is partnered with someone. I'm sure he's not doing anything by himself. Why would he be? But here's, can I say something?
So is Selena.
Oh, good for
and
her.
And Oprah.
Oh, Oprah. Oprah. Yeah. You know, can I say something about Joe?
Sure.
I am sick of the narrative that Joe didn't want to be seen out in public and now all of a sudden he's in public. It's like, I think to me it's obvious that Joe wanted his private life private and his public life as a celebrity slash actor was like fine to be public. Like that's like, he's obviously going to do his fucking job. Like, I feel like that line is like,
he's always been an actor.
He's
like,
always
what do
been
they expect
an actor
him to do?
He's always
going to
go to
fucking,
the Oscars. Yeah. He's always going to go to premiere parties. He's always going to go to, especially for like his own fucking movies and stuff. Like, he's in The Brutalist, by the way, which is nominated for multiple, probably the most Oscars this year, something like that. And of course he's going to be at all these things. So, but I think that's a narrative I'm sick of, and I would wish we could put to bed.
Yeah.
Of like, look, all of a sudden he's out in the town. All of a sudden he's everywhere. Blah blah blah. It's like, no, this is the exact amount of everywhere that he's always been. You
and also,
I mean?
Like, people are going to pay more attention to him after the breakup. Like, people are going to be reporting on his whereabouts more.
But he's literally on an Oscar nominated movie this year, and we only are seeing him around award show season, and that's of course we are. That's the only time we ever saw him. So I'm sick of that. I'm sick of all the Swifties being like, meow, meow, meow.
Yeah, I just.
About Joe.
Yeah.
It's like, just whatever, man. Let's move on.
I saw.
Move on past Joe.
I know. Speaking of moving on past Joe, I saw like the most gut wrenching, like stab me in the heart edit of them.
Oh, no.
I just like, can we stop with the edits of them? Like, they're not together anymore.
They've not been together for
like,
years now.
It's just sad.
It's
and
been
like.
Years.
Like, they dated for so long, and it's just, like, there's no point of harping on.
It was a young relationship. They're older now. They're different now. They have different people for years now. They're not the same. Like,
yeah.
It didn't work out, and we got to move on. And as sad as you want to be about that is as sad as you want to be, but you got to move on.
Yep.
Gotta
agreed.
All right. Shall we get into...
Let's do it.
The news of the dog really threw me off here. I feel like I just need to be searching everywhere. And the congestion pricing, to be honest. I'm so pissed. Gia, I have been absolutely neglecting a major food group.
Yeah.
And that, of course, is protein. I don't know what's wrong with me. I have just, I'm never craving protein. I'm never thinking about it. I'm never thinking that it's going to actually fuel me to get me into this day, get me into this life, get me into this world. And so thank God we have Bestie. I don't even know what number Bestie this is, but right now in my heart, it's number 2, right next to Pink Whitney.
Yep.
Orgain.
Yep. Orgain believes real nutrition has the power to make a real difference in people's lives. And it's famous for their organic plant protein powder, which packs 21 grams of complete protein with all 9 essential amino acids. So everything you're missing out on, you will get with your Orgain, which is so great. And if you're busy, just like us, that's why Orgain is so simple. It's made so you can literally just add water and go, and no more time-consuming prep to get you the nutrients that you need. When you're on the go like us, it's very hard to have like a set routine. So that's nice.
So hard.
To have
one of the hardest things for sure, especially if you're traveling, you're on the go, you're doing things, you're out and about. You know, everybody... You make a plan, you make a routine, and then all of a sudden, oop, I'm just going to dinner with my friends. Oop, I'm just going away for the weekend, and you forget all about this protein, and you can't. You shouldn't.
Yeah. So when you're coming off a big trip like Kelly was, anything like that, it's nice to have Orgain in your house ready to go, get your protein, get your fuel up. So remember, there are no quick fixes when it comes to your health. If you want more protein, give Orgain organic plant protein powder a try. Head to Orgain.com/TaylorWatch and use code TaylorWatch for 30% off your order. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code TaylorWatch for 30% off. One last time, for 30% off, head to Orgain.com/TaylorWatch and use our code TaylorWatch.
More, breaking news via Page Six. We'll see.
Oh, I read this.
This is
when
Valentine's Day?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It says, I didn't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh.
Mine is just I always say these, like, who knows if these are ever real or not. I feel like no, but I always die
laughing.
Was it
like one of those, like, Valentine's Day gift things?
Travis Kelce went all out for Taylor Swift on Valentine's Day, showered her with $100,000 worth of luxe gifts.
Ugh.
Like, it's always stuff like that.
Well, they always
say. It says he dropped over $100,000 on lavish gifts. Roses, candy, gold necklaces, diamond earrings, shoes, and clothes. Travis also wanted to include something extra personal, so he surprised Taylor with a handmade Valentine's Day card, the insider says. I'm like, who the fuck? You know, you see these things. Oh. Was a box of red Eternity Venus et Fleur Magnifique, which retails for $1,000. The pop superstar and Super Bowl champion, both 35, love making each other feel adored and special. And what better time to do than Valentine's Day? And although they have very busy schedules, it's important to bother them. Blah 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 blah. I just don't trust anything Page Six says.
Yeah, it's hard.
And I just think it's crazy. Like they always have some inside source being like, "This is what they bought," and I'm like, "Okay,
yeah.
What? Where are you getting this information?"
We never really found out if that birthday stuff was real, like all the gifts that he got
right,
for her birthday.
Exactly.
So, like, I don't know. I can't. It's
we'll
hard for me to
find
believe.
Out if any of those things are real. And I just think that they.
But I mean, it checks out.
It checks out because, of course, you spend a shit ton of money on your sweetie on Valentine's Day. But it's just kind of a weird. I hate when they do that. It's like, how do you even know?
Yeah, like, who are their sources?
Who's
for that?
The source?
Yeah.
Who would know that? Who's she telling? Like, she's like, oh my god, girl, guess what Travis bought me? I'm like,
yeah,
what is
right.
That? Diamond earrings, a few necklaces, a
gold
Venus et Fleur, retails for $1,000. Yeah. Like, she's not, you know what I mean? It's so stupid.
It is
also
stupid.
I'm not seeing anything about. It's so weird. I'm not seeing anything about. I typed in Taylor Swift dog on Twitter. Nothing.
Huh?
Travis says he revisited. No.
Yeah,
nothing.
I don't know. CBS Sports.
Somebody's burying it. I don't know what's going on, but yeah, who knows? So that's sad. All right, let's get into some. Let's get into the people. Let's see what the people are up to.
Let's do it.
Let's see what our fellow Swifties.
Hey Kelly. Hey Gia.
Hi girl.
This is Holly calling from Bend, Colorado.
Hey girl.
I just finished your Tuesday show, and I want to just say, did I say Bend, Colorado? I meant Bend, Oregon. Gosh, it's late for me.
Girl, I feel you. Yeah.
I just
want to
say that I'm so happy you guys are getting off the cesspool of Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be so much better for your mental health.
Yes, it
and
is.
For your outlook on life. I mean, it's crappy enough that we have to hear it from the leader of this country. We don't need to take it from anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to say congrats for you guys making that step. And my question for you is, when do you think we'll next see Ms. Taylor Allison Swift in public? So that's it. That's all I had. So love your show. I've been listening for over a year and a half. And I just actually went to a Taylor Swift choreography class at my sports club. I was the oldest woman at about 60 years old class, surrounded by a bunch of 8 to 10-year-old girls. It was awesome. Anyway, love you guys, and be well.
Love you, queen.
Aw, thank you
such
so
a
much.
Sweet message.
First of all, great message.
Yeah.
Thank you for the stay off Twitter encouragement. I think that's what we need. Like,
yeah.
I need that reminder of, like, girls, stay away.
And
it really does make me feel better. And I have been feeling a little better being off, obviously.
Yeah.
If anybody can tell, I'm definitely feeling better being off Twitter. Not, you know, not overall, but certainly. Regardless, love that voicemail. That was amazing. I also love the going to workout classes or dance classes or fun things that are like Taylor Swift themes.
Yeah.
Like, remember when Lisa was on, she was talking about her Taylor Swift Soul Cycle class.
Yeah, Madeline is like addicted
is,
to that.
Goes to those. Yeah. So fun. Like, just to, you know, just to get you going, get your blood pumping.
Yeah.
As far as seeing Taylor in public, dead ass, no fucking idea.
No idea.
What would she even be doing? Maybe she'll come out to I wonder. Went to dinner in New York or something. I got the hiccups all of a sudden.
Yeah, probably dinner. I wonder if she'll go to the iHeartRadio Awards. Because she is the most nominated.
When is that?
March 17th.
Oh, St. Patrick's Day.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
Nobody give a fuck.
You know? Hey, those are my people you're talking about.
The Irish?
Yeah, duh.
But she's she's no, nominated. Cares. And like, also, I'm pretty sure that's when they have like those really silly nominations. Like best surprise.
Best surprise guest. It's like her and Travis.
Yeah. So I wonder if they're trying to just doing their best to try to get her to come.
Yeah.
But that could be her next like big outing. I don't know if
award
she's,
show.
Yeah.
She does go. Yeah. She does go to the iHeart. The Billboard Music Awards are done / they're dead to us now. I forgot.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd say that's the best guess. Also best guess would be just like, you know, maybe going into Electric Lady Studios in New York. I think that's probably the most likely we'll see her in the coming months.
Probably like, just like a dinner, a Shea Margot moment.
Love that.
Corner store moment.
Love that.
Travis is nominated for nominated twice in this category. The favorite surprise guest.
The Morgan Wallen one too, right?
It's Morgan Wallen bring out Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes, and then Taylor Swift bring out Travis Kelce.
Is iHeart a fan vote? I forget.
Yeah, some of them. This one's socially voted category.
Got it, okay.
So
who knows?
I don't know, though. To me, it kind of seems like they're a little too desperate to have them come, so they're not going to, I don't know.
Agreed. Yeah, well, you know, it all depends on the deal they've got with iHeart, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that, as far as I can tell, artists and people seem to respect iHeart.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't seem to be like some floozy thing that they put on. Like, people usually seem to like it. So who knows? Maybe it's taking the place of Billboard.
Yeah.
In terms of random award shows that people go to.
Right.
So who knows? Yeah. But I wouldn't hold your breath.
Yeah.
You know, wouldn't hold your breath.
Hi, Tony and Gia. This is Samantha.
I'm
calling because this past week, my friends and I did a little like question game at our Galentine's event, and I wanted to ask you the question.
Fun.
So we went around and all described how our life was going in terms of a Taylor Swift song, whether it was just how it was going. We wanted to know how everybody was doing, but like in kind of a fun different way. So I'd love to know how you would describe your life right now as a Taylor Swift song. I personally would describe mine as long story short. At least that's just where I am right now.
That's a good
one.
Long story short, love to hear from you guys.
Bye.
Bye, Queen.
Well, I love that game.
Yeah,
love that
fun game to play with your friends.
Go around, describe your life in Taylor Swift songs.
Terms? Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, as of right now, this week, it's a combo of I Hate It Here and Down Bad, crying at the gym.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I feel like everything comes out Teenage Petulance. Like, it's a lot of...
Yeah.
I've got inner turmoil, inner frustration that I'm, you know, it's like, yeah, like nothing feels right now.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to shed my skin, which is again, another reason why I need Reputation so fucking bad. I've been trying to shed my skin for, I don't even know how long, and our girl won't let me.
Yeah. She's like, holding you back.
She's like, no,
not
girl,
yet, girl,
you got
not
more,
yet.
you got more growth to do. Yeah. I said, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But I don't want to. I want to shed this skin
don't
already.
Don't make me do it.
Don't make me Teenage Petulance. So Down Bad and I Hate It Here for sure.
That's a good one.
How are
good
you
too. I think I would put I Hate It Here, Peace.
Love. Oh, Peace is nice.
Yeah, because I'm just feeling really like.
Of course. Do you want to tell
sorry for existing?
Do you want to tell your silly story about your when you yelled at TJ for no reason? Would it be enough if I could never give you peace? Because I'm psychotic.
That's what I thought you meant. No, literally. No, yeah. So yesterday I'm on the phone with TJ and like.
I love this story. Just, it's so typical like girl shit. Like you'll, it's
and
so good.
My birthday is next week. It's on the 26th. It's a Wednesday. So I'm like, oh, like, can you make it for my birthday? And he's like, oh, I don't think so. Like with work and everything. And I'm like, oh, like, you know, obviously like.
Oh, so you hate me.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah, I'm like giving him a hard time about it. Like I'm not like being mean, but I'm like, oh, like, I'd do like a big sigh, and he'd be like, "What's wrong?" I'd be like, oh, "My boyfriend hates me." Like, right. I wonder what it's like to have a boyfriend that likes me and wants to hang out with me on my birthday. Like, obviously, just like guilting him.
Yeah, of course.
Being annoying.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do it. I'm like, "Oh, my boyfriend hates me." He goes, "I was gonna surprise you, and now like I can't. And now like I obviously I'm gonna come see you on your birthday. Like, blah blah." And then I was like, "Well, now you ruined the surprise." And then I literally started crying.
No,
like, I think I'm just so like emotionally all over the place that like,
of course,
I got mad at him, but I was actually getting mad at myself, but yeah, taking it out on him
for sure. And I was like, emotions are displaced.
Yeah, I was like, I don't even want to celebrate my birthday anymore. Like, it's pointless. Like, everything sucks. Like, my life is like, I just feel so defeated.
Of course. No, every time.
And like, he's like, fuck. Like, fuck.
Like, what did I do? All just
he's like,
to
I'm
set
just
up
trying
a fake
to do this
surprise.
Really nice thing for you. And you made me feel really bad about it. And now I feel even worse. And then this morning, obviously, I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, that was not a normal reaction. And he was like, no, I get it. Like, and to be like, through his eyes, like, I just, something I've always joked about is like, I really want him to like surprise me for my birthday. So he's like, I get it. Like, it's disappointing and I shouldn't have burst out, but I didn't want you to be upset. And I was just like, no, I totally get it.
So,
like,
no. Everything you're saying is
correct.
You're
the normal one.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the crazy one. Okay.
Exactly.
And that's how this relationship is usually going.
Though, that's the risk when you're trying to set up a surprise by like leading in with disappointment. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If you just didn't even consider, like, you're like, oh, you're not coming. Like, if he never mentioned, like, hey, babe, I don't think I can come.
Yeah.
He could have been like, yeah, we'll see. And then maybe, like, the night before, been like, I'm so sorry. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
And then he shows up the next day. So there's
not enough time. Yeah.
But so that's the risk. But I understand, like, needing to set the groundwork and whatever. But that is the risk. Surprises are tough. Like,
yeah, they're
especially
tough.
Especially when it's like a lot of buildup for one, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Or like thoughts or feelings or whatever. But yeah, no, you're definitely crazy for sure. Like, that's, I'm like crying though, because it's such a standard. Like,
yeah, hopefully people can find it relatable.
It starts off as kind of a funny, like bratty, like poking joke. And then all of a sudden it's like a real fight.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck, I didn't.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell happened? But obviously you're not really fighting.
No, it's totally fine. And luckily he's very level headed.
Well, so, sweet angel.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's totally fine.
He's
but
like, he's at home being like, this fucking bitch again.
No, like, he literally was like, I just don't want, I didn't want to like deal with you like being mean to me for the whole week.
No, and by the way, like, extremely
honestly,
fair.
Like, yeah, that makes sense.
Extremely fair, because you never would have let it go, because I know that I would never have let it go.
Yeah.
Like, it would have been like, oh my God.
And exactly.
All right, so you've got that. Peace.
Peace I hate here. Uh-huh. And then like maybe throw in like Cowboy Like Me.
Always,
yeah.
Right. Because at the end of the day, there's love there.
Yeah, exactly. There. At the end of the day, we're just two bandits running around town together.
No love is like
in the
yours.
Dark.
Yep. Yeah. Cursed in the dark. Yeah. Right, it's cursed in the dark.
I think perched.
Word? Perched in the dark. Sometimes, like, you know, I'm so dead set on a lyric
God,
being one
it,
thing, and it's really
is
not.
Is it not perched in the dark? I'm
you know the song better than I do. I thought for sure it would. Well,
you're a gobbler like me. Perched in the
makes
dark
makes way more sense. Yeah, perched in the dark makes sense. I always thought cursed in the dark. I like. Made
I mean, that
song,
makes sense too.
I made the song more dramatic in my head.
Yeah, that's like
sure.
With autumn leaves falling like
yeah.
midnight
yeah.
rain.
Autumn leaves falling like midnight. Yeah, I love that. I still like that version.
Yeah, me too.
My version, Kelly's version.
Last one.
Fabulous. Yes. Last one.
Hi, Sissy Gal. My name
hey, girl.
Is Mary.
Hey, Mary.
And I just want to say, 30 years old, never have I listened to a podcast, or ever even been interested in a podcast until I discovered you guys.
Aww.
You guys are my very first podcast that I've been interested in.
So nice.
But I wanted to first off let you guys know before my question is, since listening to the podcast, I know that Pink Whitney is bestie of the pod, mm-hmm. and I had my Valentine's Day party last week, and I had to have Pink Whitney at my Valentine's party.
Yes.
Sprite. So, so good. Into the party. And with my Valentine's Day party, of course, I was playing Lover, but it got me thinking that Pink Whitney, of course, pairs with the Lover era. But
yes.
What other cocktail would pair with every other era? only one I can think of is espresso martini, of course, for a rep. But I would love to hear y'all's thoughts about what cocktails go with each rep. So, thanks. We'll see my voice in the pod. And love you guys.
Love you, queen.
Wow, love you.
Great question. God.
Great question, yeah. and great shout out to Pink Whitney.
Yeah.
Great Galentine's. Wait, before we do the cocktails, speaking of Galentine's, I have a shameless plug for myself right now.
Oh,
I've got plug. I'm gonna be on a panel. I'm gonna be on a Galentine's panel.
Oh.
And hold on, I'm gonna tell you about it.
Wait, that's cool.
I know it is cool. It's gonna be next week, the 25th is the day. And you can go to, it's at Vivrell Showroom MIC. And keep an eye out on my story for tickets. It's my friend Lindsay, who is the host of We Met at Acme for You New York City Gals. And it's just myself and a handful of other gals. And we're just going to be talking about like dating and life or whatever. And a couple of my like real life friends are coming. And I'm excited for it.
It'll be fun.
I think it'll be a cute little girl time, gal pal, Galentine's Day situation. So keep your eyes peeled on my story for that.
Slay.
But okay, so what a fun question. All right, so she said espresso martini. She was thinking for rep. You said you think better
Evermore.
I kind of think midnight.
But that's just based off the fact that it's brown.
That it's brown. Sure. Which is very fair. I'm thinking the effects.
Yes.
It's like. Like midnight. I know if I'm having an espresso martini, like I'm probably going to be up all night long. You know what I mean? Like I've got a midnight night ahead of me.
Midnights to me is like a glass of red wine.
Sure.
Because like maroon.
Can I be real? Mm. Evermore to me is a glass of red wine.
Okay, that makes sense.
And there it is.
Okay, that makes sense too.
So debut
is like a pina colada.
Definitely. Definitely a pina colada or even like a
like something you drink
like a dirty Shirley.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
A Shirley like Temple with like drinking
the first drink you have is like
or
the
like
first
a
I'm
like
drinking.
A Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Yeah. That's yeah, a good
like
one.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Or yeah, like a spritzer.
Like a Smirnoff
totally.
Ice.
Totally.
Something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Some bullshit like that. Let's see. What's that?
Fearless.
Fearless would definitely be like a beer.
Okay.
Think like a,
yeah, like
a blue
like
moon.
A white like a light beer, like yeah. A like a pale ale.
Sure. Something like
that. I could
that.
See that. I was thinking like
or maybe like a I lost my train of thought.
Maybe like a Chardonnay.
Chardonnay,
like
absolutely.
Sweet. Light,
maybe just like a wine
girly.
Cooler, wine spritzer, another one of those,
yeah,
or maybe even like a Bellini.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know if I take that back. I don't like Bellini for
like
fearless.
or like a mimosa.
Mimosa could be good. Yeah, that, yeah. I was thinking like brunch vibes.
Yeah,
mostly just light color.
Yeah,
light color something. Okay.
Speak now.
Speak now to me would
vodka soda.
Speak now would be for sure, or it could be like one of those. Like a Cosmo, like a flavor, like not a typical Cosmo, like one that's like purple, basically.
Right? Right.
You know, you've seen
like
those
a,
like purple
yeah,
ones.
Like a
but they do a Cosmo with a little
Sex
like
on the Beach.
Yeah, like one of those.
Yeah,
or like
yeah.
A Malibu Bay Breeze or something
yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
Red.
What's next? Red.
Red is to me like maybe like a Negroni.
A Negroni or like a spicy margarita maybe.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because I miss Mexico. Because I miss Mexico.
Maybe
or
a
spicy
margarita.
Maybe I should go back to Fearless actually with spicy margarita.
Yeah.
That could be that.
Red
no,
to me is
right.
Something more like fall, like a bourbon,
totally
like a scotch, mm-hmm. Something of that nature.
Totally agree. Negroni, old fashioned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally could be. Or even like a
Like a spiced cider
yeah.
Or like a spiked cider, should I say?
Yes. Or what's the one that
oh,
whiskey
hot toddy?
Sour? Hot toddy.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
A, yeah, yeah. Hot toddy.
Yeah.
Hot toddy's totally.
Yeah, for
that's
red,
a really
for sure.
Good for red, yeah.
1989.
That's like something bubbly fun.
Champagne. Prosecco.
Or like a another like fruity cocktail, like the ones that the ones they have like loopy doobies down the road where it's like the champagne with like a ice pop in it.
Oh yeah, yeah,
in New
yeah.
New York City, there's like a place called like Loopy Doopies, like whatever. It's on the water down.
Like
in
one
Fide
of those
Eye.
Like kitschy.
Kitschy. It's like a,
yeah.
It's kind of a tourist trap, but it's a little bit out of the way. But it's like they give you a big goblet of like champagne, and then they stick a ice pop in.
Yeah.
It. So it's
or
like
I'm at like Sugar Factory, those like
with the cotton
the
candy.
Smoking drinks.
Yeah. I love those smoking drinks. Or yeah, one with like cotton candy or something.
I was also thinking like what's the one with the the mint and sugar.
Oh, like a mint julep?
Not a mint julep, but
sugar.
It's like a go-to cocktail with
mint and sugar.
Tom mojito. Collins? Mojito.
A mojito. Duh. Yeah. Duh. Yeah. Oh my God. Duh. Yeah. Mojito's like the regular, like mojito's like mint julep light.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They're,
yeah.
They're like cousins.
Okay.
Cousin drinks. Okay. So then what? Rep?
Rep, yeah.
Rep to me is like a vodka soda, like something kind of unhinged.
Okay.
Like, or like romantic.
Maybe just like
sexy.
A tequila shot.
Tequila shot. Or, I'm sorry, does it have to be whiskey on ice?
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's
Sunset
right.
Sunset and Vine.
Or honestly, you maybe like a dirty martini.
It's a dirty martini.
Yeah, yeah, for
it's
sure.
By the way, it's a dirty martini.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Okay. Folklore is like sad.
Folklore's sad, yeah. Folklore could be...
Maybe another type of wine.
Another wine, for sure. Maybe a... Wait, let me think for
a second. Maybe Fearless could be more of a rosé.
Yep.
And Folklore is like a Pinot Grigio.
Right, a Pinot Grigio or...
Like something more like
or
dry.
You know what it is? This is a bit of a deep cut, but because we already have regular red wine for Evermore, I'm going to go Lambrusco for Folklore, which is a sparkling red.
Oh, okay.
So it's like champagne, but red wine.
Okay, I like that.
And that personally for me,
yeah,
is, I think what would work
well. Think about like, that's kind of how I see Folklore in compared to Evermore, like a sparkly version of of Evermore.
It's
almost.
Like, it's like you're lifted up by Folklore and then you kind of ease out on Evermore.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah. I like that.
Although it could be, you know, Folklore could be so many things. It could also just
because Folklore could also
be
like
drink.
A warm, yeah, like a warm
We're
drink,
yeah, 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 yeah,
like a spiked hot cocoa,
totally.
Or something, yeah,
yes, like something Bailey's, maybe like a Bailey's on the rocks,
yeah,
delicious. Okay,
Evermore
red
did.
Wine. I think that's pretty heavy red wine.
Midnight.
I still think espresso martini.
Yeah, I agree with that.
For me,
I'm
on there.
And TTPD.
TTPD could also be in the martini fam.
Yeah,
maybe that's one. That one's just like a
maybe like with a twist.
Straight up with a twist.
Yeah.
Wow, Gia. Wow, we are so on the fucking.
We like, really are always on
either,
the same page.
Either that, or maybe it could be like a like a gin, like a Tom Collins, like a gin based,
yeah, like
you know,
like a
with
Hendrix,
some rosemary
Hendrix
in it.
Martini or something,
yeah. Like something with a little edge, but like kind of masks, you know.
I like that.
Wow, what a fun little segment that was.
That was fun.
I love that. We should think of fun. You know.
And obviously, Lover is Pink Whitney.
Lover. Oh yeah. Duh. Yeah. Oh my God.
I forgot about Lover.
How do we
I
forget,
always forget
Lover?
About Lover.
Oh.
I literally always forget about Lover.
I usually don't. Poor Lover.
I
oh my God, I love
do.
That. But Lover is without
it's
question.
Pink Whitney.
Pink Whitney.
No
yeah,
doubt.
That is,
yeah.
That is without question. So great segment. Love
right.
that. Great suggestion. Thank you so much for
yeah,
that.
Great question. Thanks, Queen.
Fun.
Let's jump into DMs. This Perfect. Is quick. Very cute. This girl sent us a picture of her dad.
Oh.
And
oh.
Punxsutawney Phil.
No. Show me.
Her dad is bottle feeding Punxsutawney Phil. And she
First
said,
of all, that's the cutest
yeah.
photo.
Hey girls, this is Allie from Punxsutawney. I called, but also had to text so I can include this photo. Everyone in town is just as upset with Phil as you are, but open invitation to come stay with me next year for Groundhog's Day.
Oh my God, yes.
Forewarning, be prepared to drink for 24 hours. Bring the Pink Whitney and I'll make sure you meet Phil. Fun fact, he was my first pet. Yes, my dad was one of those men in the top hats. Okay, love you, bye. Isn't that insane?
Okay. Wait, her name's Allie?
Yes.
Okay,
Allie from Punxsutawney.
We're coming next year.
Yeah,
we are
Allie,
coming next year.
And we need to meet
and
Phil.
And we get to meet, we can meet Punxsutawney Phil?
Can we pet him?
I mean, she's holding him, basically,
yeah.
in that photo. Wait, that is so...
Is that
so,
the same Phil?
My dad is one of the guys in the top hat. That is so
That's so cool.
Funny.
That's so funny.
How exciting. I'm, like, going to start crying. That's so exciting.
What a cool thing to get to be a part of.
I need to know everything about
of.
That. Wow, that is so
yeah.
fun. Wow, Allie, we'll be there. Like,
no,
we will
I
want
to go.
That is so
I think
cool.
it's close to... Someone texted and said that it's pretty close to Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. I thought it was... It's Pennsylvania, isn't it?
Yeah, which is...
Punxsutawney.
PA. Tawny.
Yeah, I think it's Super West Pennsylvania. Let's see.
Yeah, it's really in the middle of nowhere.
It's by yeah, it is. It's by
Oh, it is. It's far from Chicago.
Yeah,
what
not
the
really
fuck?
Close to Chicago. Who said that?
I don't know.
It's yeah. I mean,
I
no,
guess maybe in comparison to New York.
I guess it's close to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So, you know, on this map, I'm sure it's not actually close. I'm sure it's many hours away, but it is west, and it does seem to be closest to Pittsburgh. So we'll figure it out.
We'll be keeping
we'll
an
be
eye
there.
Out for
we'll
sure.
We'll be there, Allie.
Yep.
Prepare for our
that
arrival.
Would be so funny.
Should we book a hotel now? Like, how exciting? Oh my God. That is so funny.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if your dad is like, if your first I would pet tell is everyone. Pugs and Tony Phil?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's the most epic fun fact to pull out on like an icebreaker.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I need to know more almost. But what else is there to know?
Yeah.
That's what an exciting life. Thank you, Allie, for sharing that with us.
I wonder if her dad has ever been in charge of pulling him out of the hole.
Right?
Raising him up.
Who knows? She said he was one of the guys in the top hats. I think a top hat guy did hold him up.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see. Wow, how exciting. Well, see you next year, Allie.
Yep.
Can't wait.
See you soon.
Yep.
Okay, another breakdown of some tight end info for us.
Oh, okay.
From a queen.
Okay.
Hey, girls. You always make me laugh. I absolutely love your banter. Okay. I just have a couple quick notes on Travis and his contract and then a Tay question.
Oh, okay.
There's zero chance the Chiefs would force him into retirement, as someone wrote in. He's earned the respect of that organization and is still a top 3 to 5 tight end in the league. He'd be first to admit his overall output has been down and lost a step, but that's comparing it to his own standard. KC would still love to have him. He's been incredibly unselfish his entire career, known to restructure his contract just like Pat does almost every opportunity to clear cap space, so I can see that happening. You're right about having a leadership presence. It's priceless with a young team, and his presence on the field still demands attention from defenses. However, it wouldn't surprise me if he retired. The next oldest tight end is 31, and he's 7 to 10 years older than the majority of the tight ends in the league. It's incredible he's still this productive. Given all that, anybody saying it's Tay's fault for him retiring or declining in production is just trying to get a rise or doesn't know ball. Selfishly, I'd like to see him play one more season. I think it would really help that Rashid Worthy play together, and hopefully Hollywood comes back. It would really stretch the field, freeing space up underneath. And it'll be his 13th season. Tay blessings. And the Tay question is, are you thinking a documentary announcement at the iHeart Awards? Apparently it falls on the second anniversary of the era's start date. Accepting the tour of the Century Award sounds like a good time to me.
Wow. First of all, what a jam-packed message. Thank you so much for all that. That was a lot of great information, honestly. And
basically, and she's just saying
I saw people upset with that original, the girl who wrote in originally breaking down his contract, and I think people were maybe being a little too literal about it. I think, like, as a league,
that's just one
typically,
of the options.
Yes,
like they would never actually
league,
do that.
Typically, that is something that could happen. It wouldn't actually happen. Yeah. We know that wouldn't happen to Travis Kelce. People were like, that would never happen to Travis. Totally agree.
Yeah.
I don't think he's too valuable, not only as a player, but as a person in the organization for them to just be like, okay, fuck you, like bye. Like that's never gonna happen. So thank you for clarifying that. I think that was a good thing to clarify just in general for people that were upset by that conversation.
Yeah.
One. Two. Love the 13th year Tay blessings.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Oh, another question too. Like, could he sign for another year and just like not play as much? Like, does he have to start? You know what I mean? Or can he just like play?
I think you have to play. Like, you can't just not play.
Yeah, but right. But maybe he could like split up the time a little bit more. I mean, he's already doing.
Yeah, but if you're like,
I really don't know.
But the money that you have, you know what I mean? I don't know if that's
wouldn't be
that can work.
To, like, take a backseat. All right, so now on to the iHeart part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Great observation.
Apparently it falls on the second anniversary of the era's start date.
Well, we said it. It's what is it? It's March 19th?
Yeah, was the iHeart.
So March 19th would have been the first Arizona show, Glendale Night 1,
I guess. Yes. Okay, wait. March 17th. When
March 17th
tour
is
start?
Yeah.
March 17th. And yeah, Eras Tour started March 17th, 2023.
Wow. I mean, that does, because yes, there, you know, at some point in time, we will see this documentary or whatever it is that they've been filming or whatever, because that could be exciting.
I mean, that's a great point. Getting nominated for Tour of the Year and then announcing the documentary for the tour. I mean, we do know that there is some sort of documentation of this tour. We've seen the cameras. We've seen some of the footage.
Yes.
With the I Can Do It With a Broken Heart music video too. So it's definitely in existence. It's just
absolutely
a matter of when and where.
Absolutely. Gia, I have a follow-up question that is something that has truly deeply been haunting my own dreams.
Oh.
What if would we want to, you know how like in the Miss Americana where they had like all the people talking shit about her and like the news and this and that or whatever, do we think that there could be like a positive spin to that in this new thing? And do you think that maybe we would be included? And do you think that people would receive that well? Like, if there was like, what if they caught a clip of us that they like that would be the ultimate, like, oh, I know these girls exist, and we would find out yes or no if it were good or bad.
Yeah, I mean,
I think about it a lot, and I'm really stressed about it.
I guess it just depends on like what clip, like if they take like something out of context,
totally,
like I don't
know. I am scared about it.
But I feel like if that happens to us, we have enough evidence to back it up.
To be like, no, we swear. We're good. Agreed.
But that is a nightmare scenario for sure.
I think about it a lot. But then I also think like, what if it's us like being excited? Like if it's just like a screaming or singing or something.
Yeah, I mean.
Then I think
I'd, I would cry.
I'd die
on
the floor.
Happiness.
Like I would literally die. So that's something. So it's like a positive and a negative. But I do think like, again, not making it about us or anything, but there are a lot of shows and accounts that like review her music and do and talk about her and whatever. But I don't know if there are many that kind of do what we do. Like, do we have anybody that's kind of like the news source for Taylor stuff? Like,
I don't
there
know.
Others,
there's definitely other Taylor Swift pods. I know like
sure.
the 13.
Oh yeah, I forgot
pod
about them.
Or
yeah.
something.
I don't know much
don't
about
know
them.
I don't know if they still go. I think they do. I'm not sure.
I don't know about them. I don't know.
I don't know who that man is.
I'm
sorry to that
is.
Man. I don't know who this man is.
I don't know who this man is.
If I saw him walking
man.
Down the street, I say sorry to that man.
I'm sorry to that man.
I see him walking down the street.
That
I don't know who that man is.
I miss Keke Palmer.
Yeah, me too.
She's there. I gotta see that movie also. It says
apparently it's really good.
I bet
yeah.
it is. They're a dynamic trio.
Well, their press tour for it was so fucking
so
funny.
Good.
Oh my god, when
so
they
good.
When they were doing like Hot Ones and they're like
asking the questions about Drake and shit.
Oh yeah, they're like, is Drake a good kisser?
Yeah, and says it's like yeah. eats all the.
And then they asked. They're like, since you collabed with like Justin Bieber, yeah. someone else, and it was like
yeah.
rank them from most to least talented.
Yeah.
And so it was like, ah, oh, man, like I gotta eat the question.
It was like Kendrick, like
yeah,
somebody
Kendrick,
else, huge, and then
someone
Justin.
Else, and Justin Bieber, and Issa Rae's like, you could have just said Justin Bieber's the least talented.
So fucking funny. So funny.
Very
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, no, I definitely am dying to
very
say that
funny
movie.
Women.
But yeah, no, so just thinking ahead, thinking about the future. These are things that I think about at night
yeah.
when I'm worrying.
When
about
you're
the
haunting
future.
Yourself.
When I'm haunting myself. Yeah,
let's
that
do,
would be nice.
Let's do like rapid fire one
okay.
or two of these.
Perfect.
Do you think Crazier will be a debut Vault song?
Yes. I do. Yes.
I pray it is.
I pray and I really do think it.
In your opinion, will Zayn feature on I Don't Want to Live Forever Taylor's version or will it be solo?
Honestly, yes, because he has a good relationship with Gigi, mm-hmm. and Taylor and Gigi are very close
yeah.
still, and I'm sure they could knock that out.
Yeah.
And or will they even have to do a remake of that song? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I wonder if they'll even do a remake.
Yeah, like is that a
I think
does that
so.
Fall under Scooter?
I would
know.
Think so. That's what, 50 Shades, like 2015, 2016-ish?
Yeah. Yeah, but it might be under like the movie.
Yeah, maybe.
She's done it at her shows and stuff. I don't know, who knows? I think yes, though. If she has to remake it, I do think he would come back.
I wonder if she would do like a Bad Blood, like one without Kendrick and then one with.
Yep.
But there was an original Bad Blood song without Kendrick.
True.
So I don't know,
true.
But I would hope that he would be included
yep.
there. Oh, here we go. Predictions on what the name of one of the Rep Vault tracks would be.
Shed My Skin.
Ooh, I like that.
I would love that song, and I already know it's my favorite. That's a good one. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe like Scales or like.
Maybe like.
Burning Ashes.
Love that.
Like something about like
a
reborn.
Phoenix rising from the ashes.
Yeah,
mending
that's what I thought.
All her gashes. You
my
might just take
out the final blow.
Stop.
You're losing me.
Oh, we haven't heard that song in a long
sad.
Time.
That song's so sad.
I love that song. I know it is. It's one of those songs that's sometimes
I can't
too hard.
Find my pulse. My
oh, yeah.
heart's not in anymore.
I can't find a pulse. My heart won't start
anymore. Yeah.
For
my heart
you.
Won't start anymore.
Great song. Let's
how
see.
How long? Yeah. And then, okay. Last one.
I have no idea otherwise. We'll have to think more about that. We'll come
yeah.
back to that question to think more of potential Rep Vault track name songs. Song names.
Oh, shit. Okay. Wait, two more. Kay. Which song do you never skip regardless of your mood?
The Lakes.
Yeah. Same.
For
Cowboy
sure.
Lake, Maine.
Yeah.
And then you can have dinner with Taylor and only talk about two albums. Which albums?
Oh, God. Wow. What a question. Great question. Fuck, that's so hard.
I think I would do Evermore.
Evermore's good.
And TTPD. So many questions about TTPD. Maybe Midnight's low-key, though, because Midnight's is in
Midnight's
between
is
that.
Midnight's is so good,
and, like,
too,
that's,
yeah.
that was such a so many questions about that time of her life.
Agreed.
So maybe Midnights. Okay, I'm gonna go Evermore, Midnights.
Those are really good ones. I think I might go Folklore. Yeah, I have to go Folklore. What am I, crazy? Folklore. And I want to say Reputation, but I think it might be TTPD because I think I'm really more interested in having conversations about the poetic writing.
The
poems and the inspiration and who she, what she read, what she saw, where she went to inspire some of the lyrics in both. They're just so lyric heavy that I really am into them. And, you know, we love Reputation, but I think it's pretty cut and dry most of the time. Yeah. So I would go Folklore and TTPD for me. Wow. What a day for questions. What a fantastic Thursday episode. So we hope you guys love. Thank you so much to everybody who called in and wrote in and had thoughts and followed up and to everyone who listens to us every week. We love it. It fuels us. It's literally the only thing that helps me wake up every
literally,
day.
Literally.
Literally. So thank you so much. And
we love you guys.
We love you so much. We will see you on Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.